This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
Hi, I'm Lola, and today I'm talking with Lavina Tomer, Chair of Senior Pride here in Tucson, Arizona. I'd like to start with asking you to share with us a little bit of your background.
I am Lebanese American, and that I grew up in a tribe of Arabs in Danbury, Connecticut.
And so let's go to your identity, your coming out and being a woman of color.
When I first came to Arizona, I left that huge community. And when I came out as a lesbian, I was around more Anglo women. And I fit in, but I didn't quite fit in. I knew that I was different. And people recognized that I came from a different class and a different ethnic background. And that, you know, the subtleties of race and color affected me, but in a very subtle way. I enjoyed the women's community and the lesbian community so much. And I came out, I was 23.
Can you say a little bit about the Women's Center?
The Women's Center opened in 1973. It was on 6th Street in a duplex house. There were rooms upstairs that lesbians rented. That was one way that they could keep the center going. And then otherwise it was open all day during the week and on weekends. And it was started by a group of women who found that their home was becoming the Women's Center, where women would call, women would want to stay overnight, women would want to know resources. That group in that home, and then other women decided, you know, we need a Women's Center. So I met lesbian feminists for the first time. I was blown away, really, at how smart they were and invested in social justice for women and for lesbians, and how inclusive they were, how they embraced me. It was a little while later that I came out, but I went and I lived there, and it was quite the experience.
If people want to learn more about the Lebanese culture and Lebanese American experience, what would you recommend?
Well, I'd like to recommend, if people are interested, that they can, of course, get on the internet. There are lots of different pockets of Arab Americans around the country. And then I have a couple of books that I'd like to recommend. One is called Both Right and Left-Handed: Arab Women Talk About Their Lives. It's a wonderful anthology. It really helped me appreciate my mother because it talked about how first generation people here in the U.S. have one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. Food for Our Grandmothers really helped me understand my grandmother and my mother. And it has wonderful stories and poetry, and some of the writers are very well-known writers.
Thank you, Lavina. And that wraps it up.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.